RTL Original Podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to Show Tunes, the podcast where we dive deep into the TV themes that stick with us long after the credits roll. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and today we're sinking our teeth into a theme song that oozes southern heat, danger, and desire. Yep, we're talking about Bad Things by Jace Everett, the unforgettable title theme to True Blood. Now, True Blood first hit HBO in 2008 and ran for 7 blood-soaked seasons. Set in the fictional Louisiana town of Bontemps, it was a wild mix of Southern Gothic, vampire politics, and some seriously steamy supernatural romance. But before a single fang was bared or a bottle of synthetic True Blood was cracked open, that title theme had already got its hooks into you.
When you came in, the air went out.
Bad Things wasn't originally written for the show, wouldn't you know? This is pretty much a standard for every single episode we're doing currently. Jace Everett released it on his 2005 self-titled album. And while it barely made a ripple back then, it caught the ear of the True Blood showrunner Alan Ball. Ball, already known for his work on 6 Feet Under and American Beauty, wanted something gritty, swampy, and seductive. And Everett's country rock anthem hit everyone right in the naughty bits.
Heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is
the song's lyrics. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you, was as direct a mix of the show's lust, danger, and moral ambiguity as you can get in one couplet. Shakespeare will no doubt be spilling ink and throwing quills, presumably. It's playful, a little wicked, and steeped in bluesy heat, just like the series itself.
When you came in, the air went out. And all those shadows there, filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think.
The True Blood title sequence also deserves a bit of a shout-out. Visually, it was a montage of decay and desire, rotting animals, baptisms, neon lights, writhing bodies, a little bit like a Marilyn Manson video. A dreamlike fever swamp of sex, religion, and death. It does feel today a little bit like a media studies student's wet dream, but the pairing works wonders. Now, let's talk cast. The show launched the careers of Anna Paquin, who'd already won an Oscar at age 11. Stephen Moyer, Alexander Skarsgård, just ask my wife, and Rutina Wesley. The chemistry between Paquin's Sookie Stackhouse and Moyer's vampire Bill was so intense, the two actors actually fell in love on set and later married, but not without other kinds of troubles therein. The writing on True Blood walked a razor's edge between camp and commentary. It was pulpy, sure, but it also tackled issues like LGBTQ plus rights, addiction, and otherness through its supernatural lens. Coming out of the coffin was more than simply a lazy metaphor. It was of its time. And that rebellious, edgy spirit, it's all there in the title track, Bad Things.
I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room.
As we've come to expect on Show Tunes, Bad Things wasn't a sure bet. HBO reportedly considered a number of other songs before settling on it, mainly because Alan Ball insisted. Everett's career exploded after True Blood. The song recharted, became a staple in pop culture, and even led to Everett performing it at massive music festivals across Europe and the US. And the theme lives on today. Despite the show ending in 2014, Bad Things is still used in ads, playlists, even burlesque routines. Yep, it does. It's proof that a great title song isn't just background noise. It's part of a show's DNA, whether that be from werewolves, vampires, zombies, or other things. Like Friends without I'll Be There For You, or The Sopranos without Woke Up This Morning, both of which are featured on previous episodes, by the way. True Blood without Bad Things just wouldn't be True Blood. Thanks for tuning in to Show Tunes. I've been Stephen Stepslow, and until next time, keep your ears open and your intros iconic. See ya.